What's up?
All
Deborah,
right.
what is her name?
I am saying, did you talk to Horace Carter? Say what?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay.
Was that an
I'll
assignment?
do
Is
that
that
later
an assignment?
on. No. No.
Okay. Yes, that's not thank
No.
you.
Let's see.
But
You got to go on
Brenda said,
record Alden.
Brenda said she'll be absent till after 6 o'clock. She got her all day events today, so she won't be here.
Who? Right.
Brenda?
Brenda.
Oh, okay. All right. There's our agenda for today.
Oops. Hold on.
Oops.
Let me get that back.
Eddie. We'll let Eddie lead us in a word of prayer.
Amen.
Then we'll get started.
Why do you think children don't know how to pray? Go get pray.
Father God in
Pray.
heaven, we come in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. We come thanking you. Thanking you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Bringing us here each and every day. You have woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. We are so grateful for you blessing us one more day. God in heaven, we are so honored to be here. Thank y'all for coming here, each and every one of you. Father, bless us this day. Make sure that everything that we say is in line with what you would have us to do. And it's right and just, because that's the only way you are, and that's the only way we should be. We'll follow you and we'll be okay. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you.
Amen.
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 All right.
Amen.
I had 2 reasons to
And
come up.
I bring you all, each and every one of you, greetings. Prayerfully, all has been well so far, heading towards to our holidays and to our Central Weekend. Along with that, those thoughts. Of course, the Central Weekend and all the other things that have been on my plate, and that's just a personal thing, but I know the rest of you had some more things on your plate also. Thanks for coming to the meeting today and tuning in. And we're just going to get right into our agenda. We'll have Eddie to give us a
You just came.
report.
Oh.
The treasury,
No.
treasury report. We'll
Are
see where we're at.
you skipping the minutes?
No.
She's not
Oh,
on.
she's not on. She's not
Oh,
on.
okay. All
I
right.
don't think she's on.
All
No.
right.
So she's not. Who is
That's
that
the
on?
iPhone coming
Okay.
on about.
Is that you, Cheryl?
No.
Somebody's iPhone.
Online? No.
iPhone. That
Oh,
might
wait
be
a minute.
Cheryl.
Somebody's on an iPhone.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's an iPhone.
Cheryl, that might be Cheryl trying to tune in.
Okay.
Joyce.
That's
Joyce.
Joyce. Joyce.
Hey,
Oh, okay,
Joyce.
cool.
Hey, how you all doing?
Hey,
All
Joyce.
right. Joyce and
Good.
Archibald. Yes, that's
Yeah.
me.
Miss Archibald. Miss Archibald. All right. Ain't that something?
Okay, we'll come back to her if she comes in.
Okay.
Go
Well,
ahead, please.
for our treasury report, well, Brenda isn't here today, so I'm going to have to do what I'm going to say. The November report is, as we can see, the beginning. Here we go. The beginning balance there is $3,175.37. We had Cash App's earlier payments and Cash App 75 and $205, and that was dues and donations, and that's what all of those are that came here. So we had a monthly fee of $3. We had a block party site fee. I'm only putting a few of these here because we're going to do the full expense of everything for each one of those things that we will be able to explain later at the next meeting, as I have written it over here. And the block party and the ball expense was that we have spent, put out a check for $645.69. That I will give us an ending balance of $2,801.68 for this month. As I said, we have 26 dues-paying members. I thank you all. We have 41 names on the roll. We have 38 paid participants for the party. We have 39 paid participants for the ball. So far, I have received $20 for Sunday donation at the church at Truvine. I'll be adding more, but make sure everyone gets there early because it's a 9 o'clock thing. We got to be there, and we need to take up our money to put it with the overall. And I would rather write a check so we get, you know, to them. Mm-hmm. So if everyone can get there early, I'll try to be there at 8:30, where you can hand it to me if you're not going to be there, if you're not going to send it via any other way, and I will be able to write the check and deposit it in our account. And that's what I have for you.
Question? I got a question or concern. With those figures, everything has been paid for so far?
I told you, everything will be made up. Right, this is only for the block party and the ball expense. That's me, so we got to get the cook for the block party and everything. All those things, most of it is paid for. We have for the block party and for the we pay for everything we need to pay for. The block party and the and the ball.
Okay.
So all we got. I haven't told you the total, but these are the numbers that are out there. So naturally, we got quite a bit of money that's in there from each of those. Okay. But we only pay. But this is the block party. I only use that because that comes out of our pocket, because we are supposed to pay that. That's in our budget. So, and we got an $800 for that. We're looking at $500 for our budget that we do the block party and stuff. So that and the ball at that night, what we get for the to do that. But that's all on another sheet that we'll all have at that time.
Okay. Any other concerns or questions in regards to the what was read? I'm going down the agenda here. Of course, we are still accepting class dues at any time. And of course, they were to send monies for what's coming up, which is how many weeks we got? About one week?
For what?
For the weekend.
Just
the
weekend this
week,
is,
right? It's Thursday. It's Thursday. Weekend.
That's right. Friday.
Just this weekend. Yeah.
Friday
this weekend.
Friday.
Our weekday is coming up this weekend. So if there's any money coming in, we don't turn none down. So we'll appreciate that. Okay, that's a part of my concern about money getting in and that thing. Okay. Another concern of mine is classmates that have contacted me or at some point I saw them out and they mentioned that they may like to participate in something, but I already knew they had not paid anything. So I said, come on. I don't know if y'all want to put my head in the guillotine for saying that, but I did. So I said, come on, come on, come on. So with that being said, I'll take my lashings after everything's done. Because
we do need to know how much, how many people, how much extra we have to get for who's coming.
Well, my thing about inviting class members that may not have been paid, we need to share. That's why I am with this. If I got an extra piece of chicken, I'm gonna get somebody a piece of chicken, and I would like
for the
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever event we have, I know that certain things we have that they need tickets to get in, like the ball and all that stuff.
Okay.
But I'm talking about these affairs where we already took care of everything, and we got food there for somebody to have.
Hubert.
Okay.
Hubert.
Yes. Go ahead.
I truly understand your passion.
Yeah.
However, we are preparing for the block party for a certain amount of people. I don't mind telling people to come on, but at some point, say donations will be accepted. We can't turn around any money, but we can't. We have to let people understand that with everything, there's a cost. And at this days and time, we got people going through stuff, you know, I understand that, but we've got to come to some resolution, maybe for 26. What happens when people know that we have been out there for over 50 years and that it has there's some cost in everything, but maybe we need to put a donation bowl at the end of the table. Not to say we're asking for money, but saying that we need to keep our monies where they are. Because I don't believe we're going to turn anybody around if food is there. But I want to present some of that at when I get my report for the block party.
Right.
Okay. Very well said. That's I totally agree. Yes, at some point, we don't really have that many people. Can I use the terminology with the hand out? Can I use that terminology or use another terminology?
Yeah,
I don't know. That,
either way,
I don't think we're going to encounter, that's what I should say. I don't think we're going to encounter a problem with what both of us just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I mean, we've had some situations in the past where I can remember maybe one or two classmates that kind of put their hands in the cookie jar.
Put their hands in the cookie jar.
They arrived and didn't pay anything. So it didn't break us. And we didn't go without enough food. So with that being said, we're gonna let it take its course and we'll see what.
But we're talking about the party where everyone has had paid for you're talking about our birthday party. You're not inviting people to the birthday party who hasn't paid the $75 or they haven't paid. I mean, everyone I know, they have paid for that. Now that's their money, and then you just can't allow people to come in for nothing for that particular thing. I mean, that's not being wrong. I mean, everyone has to pay, you know, for that. Now, the block party, we have always let people come up there with dollars. We didn't care if they didn't, I mean, and if they, and we mentioned it to them, and I asked them, you know, they can put a donation in. They always have. Most of them have. And we'll say, well, you can get we won't turn away any of our classmates, you know, but they can donate.
Okay.
I mean, even if they don't give a $5, because the people who, like everyone on this register, that $50 a year that we pay, the dues paying members, that is what that comes out of. That comes out of that, plus our church visitation. Everything that we do is made up on the people who pay that $50 a year. So we only have those people do it, and then they don't want to put anything in. I mean, somebody, they can put me $10 on the table when they come up there if they don't mind. You know, I mean, we'll be thankful to it. You know, we don't even worry about that, you know. But we have to think about the people who have done the work and stepped out on this, you know.
Okay.
We can't just use their money any kind of way. I mean, we're saving money every time. Look, who's doing all the work? You want to be a part of something, come and do some of the work, and we can live with that. But if you're going to walk up there, you're not going to do any single thing. That's not fair to us. That's not fair to the people who have our pay.
Well,
but we don't turn out anybody on that day when they come up there and watch the parade. They mm-hmm. come up there, and we're going to feed them. We'll give them a piece of whatever we got. We always have.
But
we want to appreciate them giving us a little something.
All right. Well, we're gonna do what's right.
I'm just
using that word. I don't know what other word to use, but we're gonna do what's right. And if it's
you can pay for them. You
want to share some of your food? You can. If you don't want, you don't. That's it. Bottom line. We don't have to. If one of you that don't want it, don't do it. Okay?
All right, we're rolling on.
You got you.
All right.
We're rolling on.
Go ahead, Faye Wolf. Your other point was good, but go ahead with your concerns, other concerns.
I'll wait on my report. Are we that on the agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We there yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see the whole agenda. Are we going to talk about the weekend separate, or is it my report?
Yes, it's coming up. Alden, let him see it again. Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay, well, my report is about the weekend, so I'll reserve my time until we get to the weekend. Okay. I don't have any questions or suggestions for this part of the agenda, but the old business. I'll save all of mine until the old business, whatever the weekend is, the block party. Or do you want me to go on and do it now? I'm trying to follow the agenda.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to bring Agua on in and let her kick the ball off on that in regards to what she have. And then we'll come in with concerns and questions after she gets herself in order. All right, go right ahead, Agua.
Okay, hi again, everybody.
Hello.
I'm going to start out with our November birthdays. Happy birthday, November birthdays, and we have a few. Teresa Blackston had a birthday this month. Ethel Williams Hodge, Larry Wade, Vincent Nathan, Gertrude Washington, and Jackie Moffitt.
Mm.
Wow. So we had a pretty good month for November. And on our calendar, I think everybody probably has something to say about the calendar as far as what we're doing coming up on the 21st to the 23rd. But I just want to mention about the central weekend at our church. And Hubert already said that we will start at 9:00 at Truvine, and we would like our classmates to get there a little bit early so that we can handle any financial obligation that we have. And they were talking about kind of lining up. Now, we know the honor class will walk in first, but I don't know how the others are going to come in. I don't know if they're going to want all of us to march in or if they're just going to let us be seated, you know. But the honor class will be marching in, from what I understand. Also, we were trying to get as many as possible to wear something maroon and white if you have it. I don't know if you don't have any maroon and white, don't worry about it. But for those that did, you know, because we do have our collars and that's maroon and white. But we just, again, that was something we were thinking about doing if you can. And the last thing would be our meeting after church. Mm-hmm. And I did get a hold of Kazula's finally, thanks to Mary. And she gave me the owner's phone number. And he was out of, you know, he had an out-of-state number, but he did confirm that we can come there at Kazula's downtown at 558 Dolphin Street. Now, mm-hmm. we had one function there before, but that I know of, but it's a restaurant that will be able to serve us from 11 to 12 breakfast or 12 to 2:30 lunch. But he says it doesn't matter. We, you know, they'll be prepared for us. And I told him about 20, but I really don't have a head count. So maybe we can do our head count Friday night at the birthday party of how many we think we might have. But, you know, basically they said they could handle whatever size we have. I guess they have the space in the back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Friday, I just had a question about Friday. Linda, you might, there it is. And it is a Black owned restaurant. I did have problems trying to get a hold to Elevate. Someone said that they're not doing real good right now, so we could not. I tried for weeks to get a hold of them, I couldn't. And the other place, the Big A's Bando or whatever it is on Azalea, they said they could accommodate us if we wanted to come. But again, we chose Kazula's. But what time are we starting Friday, Linda? The birthday party. I didn't have that information.
Okay.
Linda?
Linda's muted.
Oh, is she muted?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be from 5 to 8.
5 to 8. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. 5 to 8. Okay.
That's what I thought.
Okay. That's a good time.
It seemed like I had seen it somewhere, but I couldn't remember, Joyce. That's what we needed. Oh, and the colors they told me were black and gold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That should conclude my report for our calendar. I'm not going to go into December's because we don't have anything planned for December yet. So whether or not we have a meeting, Hubert, that's up to the class.
December.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. December.
Okay. But that's November's calendar.
This month right here. I'd like to say at this time, I may miss the Sunday service for the first time since Dr. Kennedy installed the whole thing. I got to leave to go out of town that morning. I'm feeling it because this is the first one I'm missing, and I'm not going to be able to go to dinner with you guys and praise with you guys that morning. But of course, my money, I'm gonna leave my money, but my mind and my heart will be with you. I just want to say that now.
Thank you.
Faye Wolf, come on in with your what you had on your mind.
Not what's on my mind. Y'all better quit. Y'all know the Rockets come on at 6 o'clock. So, anywho. All right. I decided to sort of, anyway, spearhead the block party because typically Brenda, they're working with the birthday party on Friday, and I thought that would be double duty for her, so I thought I would pitch in. What I want to say is we have had several people to donate the food that will be served at the block party. And I do have a recommendation that when classmates come in to be served, that they sign in. Okay, we will not turn anybody around because the menu speculates that if there are children, because I hear there's going to be a Santa Claus in the parade or the whatever it is, the procession to the block party. So the menu is geared toward children who eat hot dogs. They tell me our children don't want no hot dogs. Our children will eat whatever we have for a children's menu, but whatever. We'll have enough food. So these new children, they're going to tell you, I don't want what grown folk have. You know, that's silly. But anyway, we come from the class of 68, but we'll feed whoever comes. But we do want to have... Or where would they sign in? I mean, some order and say, you know, I want to sign in. I said, do you want to give a donation? Because people who paid might want to donate too. Who knows? But we'll work that out. And we won't insult anybody or make anybody feel like they broke like the rest of us. Okay. So far, the menu will be, I have sweet treats at the top, but this is in no particular order. We have potato salad. We will have the chicken, the fish, and chicken and fish fried. I don't see any baked anywhere. There will also be boiled corn. There will be baked beans. That will be a salad. It will be sort of like a green salad for those who just want to be healthy with the assortment of salad dressings. There will also be hot dogs and some assorted chips as a child menu if the child eats that. Also, baked beans will also be on the menu. But I've talked with Brenda. She's going to call me when she gets through with all of her church duties today to make sure that the setup is there. My concern is that in terms of order, we will have enough tables so that we'll be able to spread out in terms of the water and the drinks. They're provided by our budget as well. So everything hopefully will be in a manner where we will solicit the help from those members who aren't involved. So if you tell them to sign in and have an ink, pen, and paper, we can sort of keep a track on our classmates who we haven't seen in a while. And I'm going to solicit some help from other classmates who come all the time and just say, help us during this hour or hour and a half while we're serving. And I would like to say first come, first serve. I'm planning for a peach cobbler and maybe some other kind of treat to go with the meal. But I think the fact that we're coming together as a class, you know, that's meal enough for me right there. And that we'll be able to serve everybody and be sensitive to the shutdown and with all the, you know, everything costs a lot. I had sticker shock because I hadn't been to the grocery store in almost a year. $3.95 for pepper. Come on, give me a break. So it's amazing what people are not able to do. So we've got to be compassionate and make sure that if it's one piece of fish and a chicken, what do we get? Do we get two wings and a piece of fish, or do we get fish and no chicken, or we get chicken and fish too? We'll decide all of that once we gather ourselves and see what we're really able to do with what has been purchased. But make sure that no classmate is left without being nourished at the block party.
Yes, true. I agree. We agree. We agree. We're gonna get them to sign in and leave some.
What time does the block party end?
So, is that a question?
Everybody just start leaving.
It's usually about 2 o'clock.
They'll be gone. They be getting up out of there because they gotta come to the ball. So that was the question over here. What time does it end?
That's gonna be in my car.
It just ends. It never set time for the end.
Classes. See, I think because I was there last year as I watched you and Arnold's, you know, shut down and put everything away. And it's there has to come a time when we say it's it, so that we can be respectful for our age and also, you know, shutting down. But, you know, Jesus did it with 2 fish and 5 loaves. We ain't him. Mm-hmm. But we will make sure that our classmates know how much how glad we are to see them, and that we're here for after we are gone. So I'm sure it'll be a celebration because that's what Central does. So it'll be fine.
We're gonna be able to take home people who are always gonna take some money. Are we giving that? Who want the extra plate to take home?
No.
Well, hey, LeBaron.
Hey, man, what's up, them babes?
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see your name. I got excited when I saw your name.
I'm here.
We haven't had a problem at that. We haven't had a problem at that, nor have we had any of the participants that used to participate hungry. To my knowledge, so that will be a problem. It will seem concerning about somebody taking something extra home, but
no,
we don't eat. We're gonna eat, and
that's not a problem. Not a problem.
Yeah, we're gonna eat. We're gonna eat, and it's gonna
Linda. Excuse me. If we wanted to buy a plate for someone else, what did we charge last year? Yeah.
10? I don't know. I wasn't in that.
Because I always take my auntie one.
We'll work it out. Auntie might be auntie older than you.
103.
Well, we will not take money from your auntie. No, ma'am.
We're going to buy it for.
No. Just say, I want to play for auntie. We're going to make auntie a play. No. No.
Yes.
If y'all want to sell a plate, what's the number are we hearing? Oh, we're gonna hear $5.
We're preparing for 30 to 35 and auntie.
There you go.
Oh no, I ain't going to hell not being auntie.
Thank you. All right.
I'm gonna make a peach cobbler for auntie. No, 103.
Awesome.
Give her a hug for me. 103
in her right mind too.
Please, now that's what I'm talking about.
It's
beautiful.
Shoot. Remember what we charged for them before we were selling. What was it? Anybody remember?
When that low was, that was years ago.
What?
Listen, look, the nation's economy say we don't need to charge nobody for nothing.
Yeah, I know, but we have in the past, maybe two or 3 years ago, we did sell players.
That's when Biden was president.
No. Just options.
Yeah. We'll work it out. Mm-hmm. And if next year, if we want to fundraise, we're not going to be embarrassed with other classes by making this a fundraiser. No.
Okay.
I'm done with my report.
They got that own private conversation over there. We can't hear y'all, Hubert.
There you go. Well, all right. We'll go on, though. Y'all complicating. All right. Well, okay. I guess we're down to old business. We almost threw it out of me. Old business is what we've already been discussing, which is our birthday party. We're going to, I guess, we'll let the Gator Bush come up and.
What's on Gator?
Oh, got something on old business.
On the 75th birthday celebration, but then we're going to get in touch with you. This is Deborah kind of talking, y'all. About we need to, the decorating committee is going to be there at 9 o'clock to open up the building.
Yes.
And we need to be there, please.
It's going
to
be Thursday.
Yes.
We're going to be that Thursday morning.
Thursday morning at
9. Yeah. I did talk to Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. When you're home,
you kind of
like, yeah, you have to be in your own.
What you say,
LeBear? I say, what now?
I saw your green light come on.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
All right. Okay. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Come on. We got to let on just touch on the flow.
I hear the birthday party again. I didn't hear all of that with the birthday party.
Thursday, we were asking here, would you please be there to open up the building so we can decorate the decorating committee for the birthday party for Friday? Mm-hmm. We need him to be there Thursday to decorate. That's all.
That's all it was about. The decorating committee. We got it. We're going to have it nice, looking nice for you all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. See how nice that sign look?
Oh, yeah. That's nice. I have one thing I wanted to announce to, I'm sorry, for Alden. My church has, we are online on Sunday.
Okay.
So Truvine Missionary Baptist Church Family Incorporated, if like say for Isaiah, if those are out of town and they're not coming, they can watch the service Sunday morning.
Oh, okay. I can catch that.
And it'll be live at 9 o'clock. But there are a lot of Truvines in there, so you have to put Truvine Missionary Baptist Church Family Incorporated.
Can you send me the link?
I will.
Okay.
I will. It's Facebook. It's on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
It's on Facebook, but I'll send you a copy of all of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can watch it. Watch what we're going to do that Sunday.
Ooh.
Ooh. 9 o'clock.
Next on the agenda is the float. Classmates that are going to ride the float on the bus.
Yeah, right now, look at everything. I got person on John Manuel, who on the raffle, he's going to let her use his float. We call it, they don't float a big dump truck, but we decorated and everything is cool. We got 10 people right now, which is about the max I like, and everything going to be sharp. Be on that little float, throwing us some cans.
We are represented very nice with our float. So you can kind of stick your chest out a little bit on that. So we are there. There you go. All right. We're down here. While we are moving just fine, and I know the fact that we are starting this party early, so all these classmates that don't drive at night are that become vampires when the sun go down or whatever come up, whichever they go. That they can come in and enjoy. This is the good of the order. They can come in and enjoy themselves for 1 or 2 hours and hey, I gotta go. One thing I'm going to try to do, and if someone knows here in Mobile, we want to take a group picture, but I'm trying to figure out who sells maybe a small rising with maybe one, two, or three tiers on it. So we want our heads like that. So
okay.
I don't know if I need to call Blueberry. I gotta figure it out, but I will have it figured out before we get through to the
birthday. I don't know, it's real fast. It's coming fast. It's coming fast. I'm happy.
This for the church? Is this for the church service? When do you?
I thought about it too. Okay.
Maybe Olga can give us. You talking about after church or Saturday? When are you talking about?
At the 75th birthday party.
Oh, okay.
We usually have quite a few classmates, and we be trying to take this picture, and sometimes they don't put their heads in the proper place and they don't be seen. So only thing I've thought about was to maybe try to rent whatever you call them, about three. They go about three steps. So we can stand up, one, two, three, and get the heads up and put a few chairs across the front, like those sexy ladies we had on there last year. Olga was leading the thing with that skin dress on that was beautiful.
We can do a picture Sunday because we have the steps at our church, Hubert. We can do a group picture that Sunday inside the sanctuary.
Let's do Saturday and Sunday because Saturday and Sunday don't wake up at 9 o'clock.
Don't mean not mention the birthday party.
Come on, Linda.
I'm coming.
I mentioned the birthday party because some of them will not be coming to church.
Okay, you're right.
They ain't coming to church. And you couldn't put a chain around their neck and drag them to church.
August, I'm going to take a picture on Sunday as well. We can take it at both events.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. We've done it in the past. So no problem. I'm just trying to get.
I could give you some cinder blocks and you just stand up on the floor.
These
old folks on the block.
You old folks on the block, y'all.
He's
gonna fall off anything. He's gonna rise up. No.
A lot of cinder blocks.
But we're gonna have these pictures taken.
At 75 years old. All right. I lose my freedom papers. Sharon won't let me come back to see my friends. I fall off a cinder block.
I had thought of a projector, and I hope I can get it done with my niece.
Oh, no.
My niece did a wonderful job with a projection thing for our family reunion. I just need to touch bases with her. I'll probably do it this evening and try to show the flash photographs on the wall of 68, class of 68, past and gone, whatever. I'm gonna try and get that done. If I don't be disappointed, but I'm do my best. Okay. Anybody else right now? I'm thought about all I can think of. For the good of them.
Marion has sent out a notice in GroupMe about Mary Beth.
Yeah,
she's in hospice, and they don't
expect
for her to live.
So I haven't
heard any
Mary Teller. AF Owens, that's what Mary is from that area. But she goes to my church where she was, and her daughter. I mean, her when Fish just after Fish died. She was there, and so was her and her sister goes to my church. But she hasn't been there. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's had Alzheimer's for a long time. But sister was taken care of before she died, right. and then now her son. So her son's people taking care of her. She's in hospital, but she lives out there by Odessa DuBose. Odessa is right around the corner from her. I gotta get out there and see. But I don't know if I used to try to keep up with her that way, you know. But Odessa, I haven't heard from Odessa in a while, so I don't know how it's going. And it's sort of, yeah, Mary. I've known Mary all my life. Same, or you know, ever since the third grade or something. You know, I'm over there. Well,
okay. On that note, my friend, my brother, our classmate, Andre Brown. Not doing good.
Thank you.
I went by to see him. I never seen him like that.
Oh man.
Can you see that?
Andre Brown.
He's refusing food.
You want to eat food?
He won't hardly drink. I correspond with his daughter. And we talk. And I've been by several times. And just so happened, I called Horace Carter. He went by. He had to have prayer with him because I know that's what I had. That's what I did. So all I'm saying, I know we got other classmates, but you all put Andre in your prayers for strength and regaining his faculties. It's something to see somebody. I've been with him all my life. And the muscles aren't there. And it's hard to stomach that because I've bounced the ball with him and everything else. And y'all pray. Pray for me because when I go see him, I try to hold together and not show what I'm showing now.
Do you think if we go see him also? I mean, not
You can go by and see Andre. She took his phone.
You have his address and all that we can.
He's on the 11th floor at USA.
USA on the 11th.
USA. It's on the 11th floor. I can call it. No, I think it's 1123. I'm not for sure. They'll tell you. I'm proud for that. We'll get all these classmates back. We'll get them back. But we all know the Lord knows. So that's all we can do. That's all we can do. Send our prayer. Is there anybody else we need to put on our prayer list? We just put all our classmates that are sick and shut in on our prayer list, those of us that are here in meeting and online also, we're prayerful that all will be well for these holidays coming up with all these crooks out here. Our government, we got to pray for our government. We don't like who's in order, but we got to pray for them.
Amen.
Try to do the right things. Come up with the right stuff. So those of us that feel the Lord and know the Lord, we know that prayer will change things.
Yes, it will.
Hubert, I wanna add that I've been in communication with his daughters for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it was riveting to see, you know, his health decline like that. But what I would ask for is prayer for caretakers.
Yeah.
His two daughters have not left his side.
Yeah.
And, you know, his mind goes and comes like mine does. But the fact that knowing us when we were younger and how vibrant we are to see the life's end as we think it is not a pretty sight. But I do know that what matters at the end of the day is that there are people around us who care about us. And so many people leave this world not realizing what it means to be loved and cared for. And I just want to give prayer for his daughters and his son and his grandchildren who who make his life worth living at this point, mm-hmm. and that we will all have that same around us when we get to that point. And it's in God's hands. It is something else, because Hubert, you've been with him in and out since you guys met. I understand that. And I understand that my heart goes out to you because you're a dear friend. You know, there are friends who are friends, but then there are dear friends.
Yes.
You know, we have to recognize and put people where they are so we can understand appreciation. And it's just amazing what life has. And thank God we're here at 75. Mm-hmm. And we got folk leaving here at 12 and 13, not even knowing what life is. Mm-hmm. So we have so much to be thankful for. But I thank God for the class of 68, because that was our growing pains. We were 17, 18 years old when they were killing all our leaders and stuff. But just to say thanks for the class of 68, you, Hubert, as a leader, you know, always being there, right and wrong, good and bad, it didn't matter. We still here, you know. So, you know, just keep all of us in our prayers, but especially our caretakers. And hope that when it's time for us to lose our freedom papers, that mine come real slow. I'm good right now. Yes, please.
We all got our days.
Oh yeah.
I always say we all got to go there, Robert. He ain't ready.
We've been there. Anybody else got it? That LeBaron, LeBaron, you got to have something to say. Come on with it. I saw your green light come on a couple of times.
The green light. I don't know.
Go ahead, LeBaron.
Hey, class. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be a part of this meeting. Love my class. And I look forward to seeing you guys, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful classmate.
Outstanding.
Right. Have a safe trip here.
Thank you much.
Who's that on the iPhone?
That's Joyce
on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's you, Joy.
It is I.
All right, you better come on in here and say something.
I did say something. I said the party from 5 to 8.
You on the line. We got you. We listen for you now.
This is cool.
Go ahead, Joy.
Go ahead for what?
We just wanted to hear your beautiful voice. Would you like to sing something?
Hello, everybody. I love you all.
Love you too, Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
All right, then.
We have to celebrate
you.
Her mother coming out of Central 1948, I think. Mm. It's Archibald.
All right.
Yeah, 47.
Wow. And her mother is still with us.
Yes, thank God.
Amen. Wow.
What's her age? Because my sister Mary Lucille is 92 and she came out in 48. I tried to get her to come, but things didn't work out right. And you know what? They had a club. It was called Central Spell Backwards. It was like the Lardnecks. And she was a member of that club. I'm trying to get her memories in my book. But there are some still around.
She's class of 47.
Okay.
Years old, isn't that? Dorothy Blake.
Isaiah, go ahead. Go ahead, Isaiah. We're listening. Go ahead. Anything you like to say?
I don't have anything to say this week. I just wish everybody have a great time this Friday and Saturday. Sorry I can't be with you, but I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time.
Yeah. All right. Just join us on the Sunday after service.
I'll eat a piece of chicken for you.
We need to come up and see you.
Hubert, you a mess.
And on the chicken, I think I'm gonna. I'll be cooking too. Y'all tend to forget that. We got two boxes. I got one, and she has one. She's already cleaned them all up and got them going. I got mine on ice, and I'm thinking I'm gonna do mine a little differently, rather than
frying up like y'all do. I think I want to smoke them.
Okay. Mm. Sounds good.
Go ahead on, man.
A little man.
We're not going to ruffle the feathers of the chefs anyway. allow them to do their thing.
Yeah.
I just see y'all up there on that morning. I got my tent, and I got the tent we got. It's a little easier to put up than the one I had before. This one up there is we ain't gonna struggle with this one. This one's different.
The meteorologists have said that the weather was going to be decent, but of course, Mother Nature takes its own course.
I know that.
You know, the sun here in Mobile has been shining one day, and right. The hurricane can be coming the next day. but hopefully, all of that's gone east.
Yeah.
All that's gone east. And I'm going that way. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything standing that way, but that cruise ship that I'm getting on that I'm talking about, I'm finna leave this for y'all. That's the way I'm going, but
you wasn't with us on the cruise.
It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right anyway.
You wasn't on the cruise with us for a reason.
Did what?
I want you to know that.
He
on the cruise with us when we left.
In other words, you can go with everybody else.
When I called in, she said I was too late.
No, but that's your fault.
I forgot. What you say about that old timers? I forgot.
You weren't that old.
I forgot.
We not.
And when I called in, the lady said, "You missed the boat." No, show what? And it ain't gonna be the last.
Make sure it's not with the class of 68.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
When we do another one of those things, and we will be doing another one sometime.
Is it, have anybody else got anything else they want to say prior to meeting us on Friday at this birthday party?
Rockets.
Oh, maybe he got something to say.
Yeah, I haven't heard him talk about the DJ. I mean,
the what?
Then Jake Reed. Then somebody.
Well, Jake Reed said he thought he'll be around, he'll do it for us. But I didn't hear him, you know.
Oh, okay.
You've already nailed down. So,
maybe.
We're going to have to talk to somebody today or tomorrow. But I thought Jake Reed of class of 67 was going to be our DJ. But now there's a big old question mark in here. So we're trying to handle that. But we're going to have a DJ.
Bring back.
He will have a DJ. So.
You know he's a class of 67. You know he's a class of 67. They may be doing something else. You don't know.
Yeah, but Jay, when he's got to do his DJ, he does his thing.
And one guy got Lee Wu, his son is doing it. He's the DJ for us already for the whole group. And he'll do the same 125.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something.
And we don't tell basically when Jake can see what's happening. We'll get back. We'll get somebody.
Are he playing for Saturday?
We'll get somebody. If I have nephew come in.
Yes.
All right, y'all.
We 5 or 4 o'clock. Is it time to go?
You already have a vote.
You know, our attention span is short now, so. I'm ready.
We're going to have a good time.
Okay, y'all. Brother Daddy's going to give us our closing prayer.
All right. Let's bow our heads. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for a wonderful meeting. We thank you, dear Lord, for bringing everybody, the people out. And excuse me. We thank you so much that we are able to plan our parties or our celebration here, Father. We thank you for allowing us to be able to plan that. We ask you to bless all of our sick and shut in. Mm. Put your healing hands upon them, dear Lord, and heal their bodies, dear Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bye, y'all.
Bye. See you Friday. See you Friday.
All right. Did you get everybody's name? Who wrote down the names?
I got you.
Well, it's all right,
be careful on the road, those coming in.
Thank you.
I'll be there Thursday.
Okay.
Have a good time.
All right, Isaiah. Bye bye. Bye, Alden. And I'll send you that text for Truvine, okay?
Beautiful. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye
bye. Bye bye.
Love y'all.
Love you more.
Y'all take care.
Right on, right on.
Look, here she is.
Hey.